we'll just turn the room over to Ricky, and Dan and I will sit back here and make sure nobody disturbs you, Ricky. So go right ahead. Ricky, take the mic, please.
Hi, everyone. Ricky, nicotine addict. It's good to be here and talking here at the speaker meeting. Thank you, Cindy, for inviting me as a speaker. And this is my my second speaker meeting, and I remember when I started smoking, and I never thought that nicotine was going to make me an addict. And I remember smoking those first cigarettes and actually not enjoying them, and but I knew I was feeling peer pressure. My friends, especially one, and I wanted to feel cool, and I smoke because of that, and then I had a period where I stopped smoking, and I don't know how I stopped, but I smoked sometimes, and other times I didn't, and but as I kept, as time kept passing by, I went back to smoke, and it was affecting me in a negative way, and I wanted to quit. I couldn't do exercise well, and I started the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I kept relapsing on nicotine. And I went back to smoke, and then I kept smoking and quitting and smoking and quitting and smoking and quitting. And what I did was search here on the internet on how to quit smoking, and there I found about a couple of tips on how to quit smoking. And then I went to, I bought a couple of books on Amazon. I think one of the books, so I bought Quitting Smoking for Dummies and two other books. And one of those books, I think the author was called David C. Jones. The title of the book was Just You Can Stop Smoking Even If You Don't Want To. And there he gave the link to Nicotine Anonymous. And then I searched books at Amazon on Nicotine Anonymous, And I found out about Nicotine Anonymous and Nicotine Anonymous, the book, and Years of Miracles. And I just kept reading those books, and I had a quit that lasted about, I think it was about 9 months or 9 to 10 months. And I remember picking up again, and I remember that that time I was delivering pizzas at Papa John's, and it was hell. It was completely hell. I remember working, just being totally obsessed about the gas stations when I went to deliver a pizza. I was so obsessed on stopping at that gas station and just buying another pack of cigarettes. So the book that I felt that I could read was Years of Miracles. Like, when I had that relapse, Years of Miracles was the book that was there, and it felt friendly to read those words. And I remember then I didn't pick up, and you know, I said to myself, I don't want to do this with the help of God. I just want to look at my hands and see what happens. See if these hands are going to pick up that cigarette again or not. And then I just started to look at my hands and saying to myself, well, there's no cigarette in these hands. And we went to visit my brother at New York City, and so I log into Nicotine Anonymous site to search for a face-to-face meeting there. And I went to my first and only face-to-face meeting of Nicotine Anonymous. And when I found the meeting, I felt really happy. And when I got out of that meeting, I felt really, really happy. And it was a great feeling. And one of the member, a woman there, a member of the face-to-face meeting, told me that there are online meetings, and she gave me one of the pamphlets. And when I got home and doing nothing, I went to that pamphlet, remembering what she told me about the online meetings. And so I searched on the site. I found out about unofficial and the message board, and I felt really good that I was able to talk with other nicotine addicts. Here in Puerto Rico, there are no face-to-face meeting of Nicotine Anonymous, so it was a relief to find support, a 12-step program that has to do with nicotine, because I remember going to AA meetings and people smoking there, all that nicotine coming through my lungs and just feeding those cravings with secondhand smoke. I wasn't going nowhere there in sobriety. So the people at Unofficial Nicotine start mentioning about Voices of Nicotine Recovery. And I start asking what's this about Voices of Nicotine Recovery. And one day I just pop in this meeting, just like appear here on this meeting, and start to listen and learn how to use the raise hand transmitting, and one day at a time I learned to do service, reading the steps, the traditions, sharing, and now I'm learning to co-chair a meeting, so it's been a great journey, and I have had a rough times here. On December of last year, I pick up marijuana, and but I'm clean right now. I got 4 months and a half. So you know, life for me is about being in this moment, this present moment, and I know that that I'm an addict, and I got no cure for my addiction. The only way that I can stay clean of nicotine or anything else is by reaching out and asking for help. When I'm on my own, the tools, it's going to be hard for the tools to work. The only way they can work is that I reach out and ask for help, and the sponsor, the importance of having a sponsor. I remember trying to work the 12 steps without a sponsor. Just doesn't work like that. Being nicotine free, it's definitely, as time passes by, it's not like, for me, it kind of changes. It's like, maybe it's not a big deal right now, but it is a big deal because I'm able to share here in this great group, and being an example, as others are an example to me, and thanks for letting me share, and go ahead.